There is this viral economic thesis which is being floating around by many finance media YouTubers. It's an estimation, it is just a price or forecast done by a financial analyst named Luke Groman. The main idea behind this thesis is that what this analyst did was, they took China's massive 2025 trade surplus data, which is roughly $1.19 trillion, which is apparently the largest any country has ever run. And the analyst took that $1.19 trillion number and divided it by China's estimated net gold imports from the previous year, that is 2024, which is around 975 tons, or about 31.3 million troy ounces. And that mathematical calculation works out to be roughly around $37,900 per ounce, which is rounded to $38,000. It is being said that the logic behind this calculation is this. The argument goes like this. If you assume China's trade surplus is effectively backing its gold accumulation, or that gold needs to reprice to some degree to offset dollar-based imbalances, dividing one by the other gives you an implied price. If you see, this kind of calculation is less a forecast, it is more of a dramatizing statement that is unnecessarily linking China's trade surplus with gold buying, and then multiplying the value to the current price of gold, which is nowhere near. You also have to know that this is not an official Chinese government statement, neither an IMF projection or Wall Street's price target. It originated in independent macrofinance commentary and has since been picked up by YouTube channels and finance YouTubers, which is likely where you must have heard and got all excited about. The calculation itself has real weaknesses. It treats a trade surplus gold import ratio as if it were a fair and meaningful equilibrium price, which is totally unrealistic and there is no valid reasoning. Trade surpluses and gold demand can move independently for lots of reasons, you know it, I don't need to say that. It is a red flag for any kind of financial predictions. Gold, as you know, currently is not at all in demand since May of this year. Even Prime Minister Modi had requested Indian citizens to avoid buying gold in the month of May for at least a year to preserve foreign exchange reserves. He said the same thing with regards to work from home, avoid international trips, cut fertilizer use, and reduce cooking oil consumption, all aimed at cutting foreign currency spending. Because India imports almost 90% of its crude oil. India also imports almost all the gold it consumes, and these imports are paid in dollars. So gold and oil are both major drains on India's forex reserves. Now, this was an appeal, not a legal order. You are still free to buy gold. However, when the head of the government makes such a request, it signals that, at the moment, it is not in India's interest for citizens to contribute to anything that increases the country's foreign exchange outflow. You may have your own political differences, but this appears to be well-founded. Those who understand international gold demand and market dynamics can verify it. If nothing else, this was one occasion when the government of India advised people not to buy gold well in advance, as it believed doing so was in the country's best interest and offered that guidance ahead of time. So right now what you need to understand is this. Most of the countries are trying to manage gold because their central banks are buying gold regularly as an option to off-balance the foreign exchange dollar issue. So any kind of money that goes out of the country in the form of gold or oil is the money leaving the country to pay for it, which needs to be conserved given the ongoing Gulf conflict and oil price shocks. So this 38,000 gold price prediction based on China's trade surplus story is baseless, and there is no link between Prime Minister Modi's speech and this $38,000 gold prediction. They are not the same event, but they are two sides of the same global story. So what you need to understand is this. Gold has become an important part of the global economic game. China is buying and stockpiling more gold as a long-term strategic reserve, while India is trying to discourage people from buying too much gold because most of it is imported. So more gold imports means more dollars leaving the country, which puts pressure on India's foreign exchange reserves and overall economy. But on the other hand, we have a dilemma as an investor. China and other large-scale central banks are buying gold time to time, and that is adding structural demand support for the gold. If you see, central banks buying gold is a main factor behind gold's multi-year uptrend. So there is a direct link to the argument that if China will keep buying gold, so naturally price will keep rising. It is a simple, straightforward directional bet. And we also cannot deny the fact that gold prices are also driven by real interest rates, dollar strength, ETF flows, speculative positioning, and shifts in investor sentiment, which are independent of central banks' behavior. Now, a very simple question might come to your mind. What if China's massive gold buying action pushes gold prices much higher in the future? If we Indians keep following the government's advice and avoid buying gold, won't we miss out on those gains? So this is where you have to understand that Prime Minister Modi's appeal was specifically about not buying gold jewelry for weddings for 1 year. It was not a call to avoid gold as an investment asset. You need to understand that jewelry and investment gold are not quite the same thing economically. Now, whether to buy gold now as an investment is a personal financial decision that depends on your time horizon, risk tolerance, and existing portfolio. So, suppose if anyone wants to buy gold as an ETF, they can based on their risk appetite and time horizon. For that, you need to be aware of market's demand and supply. So, the $38,000 gold price target is speculation based on gold and Chinese trade imbalances, not a credible price target. So, do I think gold prices will rise in the future? Yes, most likely. The exact timing is impossible to predict. We can track the trends, but we can't say precisely when prices will move. However, there are strong reasons to believe gold has long-term upside. One of the biggest clues is the steady buying by central banks around the world, which provides a solid foundation for demand. Now, if you ask whether gold will eventually reach a price target of $38,000 per ounce, it is possible that it could one day. But that is highly unlikely in the near future. At present, gold is trading at around $4,000 per ounce. Just compare today's price with a target of $38,000. You can judge for yourself how enormous the gap is. I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.